Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. New Hope is a church that puts people first. Our Sunday worship is on site and online at 9:30 a.m., and you can listen to our sermons and podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and any popular podcast platforms. What you are about to hear is the message from our special Monday-Thursday service for 2024. The rest of the service, we had different scripture readings and a time of washing each other's hands and then taking communion together to celebrate the night that Jesus broke bread with his disciples, that gave us the Lord's Supper, all the while knowing he was going to be betrayed by his friend. Please enjoy the message from Pastor Caressa.
Friends, the Jewish Passover was a high holy day that celebrated when God delivered the people out of Egypt, the Exodus that we learn about in the Old Testament. And Jewish pilgrims from all over would travel to Jerusalem to celebrate this Passover feast, this holy meal. They wanted to be in the city of God in Jerusalem. They wanted to worship in the temple, and then they would gather around tables to celebrate with a feast. And Jesus and his disciples were among those pilgrims coming into Jerusalem for that Passover. It would be their third year together traveling to Jerusalem to celebrate this. And so Jesus and the disciples find a place to celebrate in the upper room of a man's house. And so they gather around a table, reclining, getting ready to share this feast that would have taken 5 to 6 hours, lasting into the wee hours of the night. And I imagine that as Jesus and his disciples drank and ate, that they not only shared stories of the Exodus, of Moses parting the Red Sea, but they probably also shared stories of their 3 years together in ministry, traveling the streets of Galilee and Judea, as they enjoyed roasted lamb and unleavened bread and dates and figs. I can just imagine Peter, of course Peter had to be first, Peter calling out, hey guys, do you remember that time that Jesus spit into the dirt and made mud and rubbed it on that blind man's eyes? And then Andrew pipes up, Yeah, I remember that. But do you remember when he called out to Zacchaeus and said, come down, Zacchaeus, out of that sycamore tree? And then we sat and we ate with all those tax collectors. And I couldn't believe my eyes when Zacchaeus actually went all through town giving people their money back. I mean, wow, that must have been some kind of come to Jesus talk. And James chimed in, yes, that was amazing. And don't forget about the time Jesus prevented that woman from being stoned. And then he looked at the crowd and he said, if any one of you is without sin, go ahead, throw that first stone. Not a peep out of those religious snobs. Hear, hear, good times, as they drink another glass of wine. But as the disciples sat around enjoying this Passover feast and this fellowship, there was a cloud hanging over the room, but only Jesus and Judas could sense it. It had just been a couple of days before that Jesus had told the disciples that at the Passover, the Son of Man would be crucified. But the disciples did not fully understand. They could not fathom that their master, their teacher, would suffer and die. But friends, we know Friday is coming. We know the cross awaits. We look at this bread and we know his body will be broken for us. We look at this cup and know his blood will be poured out for our salvation. On the night that he would be betrayed by one of his very own, Jesus took what was on the table to create a memorable, sacred moment. Now, there was a rhythm and an order to the Passover meal. As Jesus and his disciples remembered and told stories from the Exodus, they would eat roasted lamb to symbolize the lambs that had been slain and their blood was smeared over the doorpost to keep the Israelites safe. They would have eaten unleavened bread because the bread did not have time to rise because the Israelites were preparing to flee out of Egypt. They would have eaten bitter herbs to remember the harsh conditions that the people experienced for those 40 years. And they would have eaten dates and figs to symbolize God's provision and God's goodness. And on that table would be four glasses of wine for each person. No wonder it lasted 5 to 6 hours. It's a lot of wine. But the thing is, the four cups of red wine for each person symbolized not only the blood of Passover, but each cup represented a promise that God made to God's people at their deliverance. The first cup that they would drink represented the promise from God that I will bring you out. The second cup represented the promise of God that I will deliver you. The third cup signified the promise of I will redeem you. And friends, it was when it came time for this third cup that Jesus did what we refer to as communion. You see, it was when Jesus came to this third cup, this I will redeem you cup, Jesus looked around the table and he took the bread that was there and he blessed it. He gave God thanks and he broke the bread and he gave it to his disciples saying, "This is my whole self that I am giving for you. Take, eat. This bread represents my body that will be broken for you." And then Jesus took that third cup, that I will redeem you promise, and said, "This wine is the blood that I will shed for you, the new covenant given for you, the new covenant sealed in my blood that will redeem you, that will forgive your sins." Friends, the one whose life would be poured out for us said, "Eat, drink, and do this in remembrance of me." And when they all had drunk from that third cup, Jesus said, "I will not drink again from the fruit of this vine until the day when I will drink it with you in God's kingdom." Jesus and his disciples did not drink that fourth and final cup that night, to symbolize what Jesus had just said. For one day, the disciples and all followers of Christ would drink that fourth cup, that cup that fulfills God's promises. It would not be until we are all raised, just like Christ will be raised, when we are all together in a community of saints in the kingdom of God, where we can celebrate around the great banquet that God prepares for us. And it is then that that fourth cup that symbolizes the fulfillment of all of God's promises would be drunk. Friends, as we gather tonight around this table, we eat and drink, and we remember and we embrace the mystery of God's self-giving love and God's grace and God's forgiveness and God's redemption through Jesus Christ. We give thanks for all that God has done for us, especially in the life and death and resurrection of Jesus. And whenever we eat this bread, we remember that we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from God. And when we drink this cup, we remember that we are redeemed and that our sins are forgiven. And as we think about this sacred meal, as we think about that holy night of Jesus and his disciples, as we think about the significance of this moment, from the washing of the feet to the sharing of the bread and the cup, our response for all this meal represents, for all that Christ has done for us, is a deep and abiding gratitude, a spirit that feels the importance of this holy meal, a heart that feels the weight of his sacrifice, a life that reflects his servanthood, that commandment to love one another, to serve one another, to humble ourselves, and a faith that realizes that he gave his whole self for us. So tonight we reflect on Jesus' impending suffering and death. Tonight we remember that evil and darkness, even though we are approaching that Friday we call good, we remember that evil and darkness will not overcome the light and love of God. And tonight, as we are nourished by the bread of life and the cup of salvation, we feel the significance of his body broken and his blood shed for you and for me. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Voices of Hope. If you have enjoyed our podcast, please rate and review it and share it with your friends. If you want to know more about New Hope, you can subscribe to our weekly email newsletter, The Midweek Memo, by going to our website and signing up. Friends, may you love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and may you go and love your neighbor as yourself. Go in peace.